New survey asking women about things that they're more likely to do themselves now. 60% of women say they're much more likely to handle certain chores that maybe the boyfriend or the husband used to do. Some of those chores include fixing a leaky sink, replacing a blown fuse, fixing a running toilet, and hanging pictures. They can do it themselves now. Guess we just need to take out the trash still, right?
Do you even do that?
I do, yes, actually.
Well, you know, this country is a wonderful or terrible place for fast food options, which might even seem overwhelming. But we're not afraid to take advantage of those options. Here are the results of a survey of more than 2,200 people on their favorite fast food items. The best donut, obviously, a Krispy Kreme. The best chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets come from Chick-fil-A. The best fries, McDonald's has those. Papa John's has the best pizza. And the best burger, the Wendy's Classic Burger.
Guy in Kansas is going to be going on trial for murder next week, but he wants to wait and make sure he gets his tattoo removed before his trial starts because he doesn't think the jury will give him a fair shake. They're probably right. He has a tattoo on his neck that says murder in big letters.
That would probably affect me if I was a jury member. Well, this is a pretty cool story in some ways. There was a couple in Connecticut that survived a house fire last Monday, but they lost absolutely everything. The firefighters found a ring in the ashes that the guy was secretly planning to propose with. When they found it, they gave it to him. He immediately got down on one knee right in front of the burned down house. And 5 days later, they got married in the front yard. They told the news that surviving the fire put things in perspective, and they don't care about all the stuff they lost or the fact that they didn't have flowers or even a dress for the wedding. They're just happy to have each other.
Very cool. Irony here, almost too perfect. At least 4 people who attended a major food safety conference in Baltimore got sick earlier this week. Yes, it was food poisoning. Oh, your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.